I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're talking today about the ongoing saga of B vitamins. We're going to conclude with the B vitamins. There were quite a few B vitamins.
Yes, and there's still quite a few B vitamins to go through. But we're going to move it along a little bit.
They're important.
That's one thing that I'm really trying to kind of emphasize, you know, just how important vitamins are.
What B vitamins have we covered so far?
We covered B1. It's a good one to start with. I figured we'd start with number one first.
Yes.
thiamine. B2, riboflavin. Then we covered B3, niacin. B4, adenine. B5, pantothenic acid. And B6, pyridoxine.
Yeah, and those were in our past shows.
Right.
If people want more, have not heard those, and get more information, they can go back to those past shows. So, why all the information on vitamins, Dr. Prather?
Well, you know, one thing that I've seen is that there has been a just sort of a poo-pooing, oh, they're vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that quite a bit with different doctors out there, with different types of attitudes. I know I was talking to some gentlemen on, you know, some tax types of things, and they were talking about, oh, yeah, life-giving medicines, pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, no, pharmaceuticals don't give life.
Mm-hmm.
They help to stop a crisis situation. But really, when you're talking about things that give life, you're talking about vitamins, minerals, those types of things that actually give life, and very important to our health. And one of the major concerns that a World Health Organization, Center of Disease Control, FDA worry about is making sure that people don't have vitamin mineral deficiencies out there and how they can supplement the diet to make sure that those things don't occur, because then you get widespread disease that occurs.
Mm-hmm.
So vitamins, the reason that they're called vitamins is that they were considered vital for your health.
Mm-hmm.
So really, you know, it's the vitamins that are essential. And so bringing that out and making people aware of just how important vitamins are to your health and well-being, and how many different types of things that are going on in people's health is the result of a deficiency or a lack of vitamins in their diet.
And I remember you, in the past shows, you talked about how they put those vitamins in our milk.
Correct.
Right? Vitamin D and different foods.
Right.
They're required to. Correct.
Right. Matter of fact, one of the most, we're actually going to cover one of the most added vitamins into our diet in this segment.
Okay. And you're going to tell us that later.
We are.
But how many B vitamins are there?
There are as you've numbered them, because they were numbered before, there were 18 that were put out there.
And didn't you say, too, they started with vitamin A, B, C, and then they realized
there's a lot more to vitamin
to B.
Right? Because what they were doing is they were causing deficiencies. So they would take an animal, they would deny them different types of chemicals in their diet, and see what happened and what kind of things would occur. So they discovered that quite a few of the diseases that they were dealing with were actually deficiencies of vitamins. And then they would talk about what those kind of results were involved with, and they thought all the B's were just one vitamin.
Okay.
So, you know, as they were very original, A, B, C, D, E, you know.
Right.
Scientists,
but it makes sense.
Right. Scientists, you know, aren't known for their originality. And so they went back and they said, oh, B, there's a lot more to B and there's different, you know, aspects to it. So they started to divide it up and then go through each one and see what's involved with each one. So it was B1, B2, B3.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and a lot of times we know, we've heard the names of them before we know, hey, this is B.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Like
B1 or B2. So why so many B vitamins?
It was just the method of discovery.
Okay.
So, you know, they had 18, and that's probably pretty well, you know, going to be it. But, you know, that there was a lot of subdivisions within there. There was a lot of different types of chemicals involved. Now, not everyone agrees that every single one of those 18 is considered a vitamin. Some of them can be made by the body, especially in the intestinal gut, so that they would consider, well, you know, the body makes it itself, so it's not something that needs to be brought in. Just like vitamin C. Most animals, most mammals can make their own vitamin C, so they don't have the deficiencies. Humans and guinea pigs aren't able to produce vitamin C, so they do all the experimentation on vitamin C deficiency on guinea pigs. That's why they call them guinea pigs.
Really? That is really interesting. So humans and guinea pigs.
Right. Don't make their own vitamin C.
And all other mammals do.
Right. So it's not considered a vitamin for them, something that they can be lacking. So if you can make it yourself, it's not necessarily something that's considered a vitamin. And then there's other controversy on that. So not everybody agrees on all 18. Some of them kind of dropped it.
Okay.
Okay.
But that's really interesting. That's what
we're That's why we got them guinea pigs, because they did all the experiments for vitamin C deficiency.
That is interesting. Something I can share at a dinner party.
Yeah, everybody's going to be quite amazed.
So what is vitamin B7? We're on B7 called.
Biotin.
Biotin, okay. And what importance is there with biotin?
Well, biotin is kind of a famous one, because it is one that is used quite a bit in hair products. It is something that's added in because it is very, very important for hair and nail growth. That's kind of what it's really known for, because it provides the cross links that makes hair strong and also nail strong. So one of the things that you can always tell from a biotin deficiency is usually that there is brittle nails or brittle hair. So that so it's something that's used quite a bit in alopecia, where you lose your hair, and that can actually happen if you go low on biotin. You can lose all of your hair.
Okay.
One of the things that you can always tell, and for babies, babies oftentimes will get biotin deficiency, and when they do, they get something called cradle cap.
And that's because of the deficiency?
Always because of a deficiency of biotin. Brittle hair and nails. Also, if you lose your eyelashes or your eyebrows. We had a female who had come in, and she says, I'm coming in because I've lost my eyelashes and eyebrows. And I took a look at her nails, and I said, your nails are pretty brittle? And she said, yeah. Also, one of the things is she was having troubles with some of her skin. And then it also causes fluctuations in blood sugar. So that was the other thing that she was saying. So we added biotin, and she grew her eyelashes and eyebrows back.
Boy, she was probably thankful.
She was very thankful. It also can cause depression. And then the other thing, we also recently had a patient coming in and said that that they were working with their diabetes, and they said, my blood sugar is all over the place. You know, they can't seem to control it with any of the types of drugs, because all of a sudden it's way too low, all of a sudden it's way too high, and oftentimes that's a sign of the B7 deficiency. So getting the biotin into the system really makes a very big difference on that.
Very interesting. When we come back, more on vitamin B.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had. Okay. And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results. They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days. They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures. And a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits. There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied. The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models, they gave the structure function model as the primary care coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, today we're talking about the ongoing saga of B vitamins. There's 18 of them, and we're going to conclude today with all 18, the important ones. And we just finished vitamin B7. Let's talk about vitamin B8. What is it, and why is it important?
Well, vitamin B8 is inositol. And inositol is something that we use very commonly with another one we're going to be talking about, choline. And usually we think about that for the liver. So when we have a congested fatty liver or starting in that direction, we always get choline and inositol into the system. And it really helps out with the liver and gallbladder function. So those are two things that we really look at. For that. And inositol we usually use it in conjunction with choline. And not only is it very good for the liver, but it's also very good for the myelin sheaths. So any type of neurological condition, that type of thing, because you don't want fat to accumulate in the liver, because then it breaks it down and it starts to degenerate. Also, you do want fat in the in your nervous system, your brain, and the nervous system, because that's what actually conducts the nerve signals. So fat's very important in through there.
You just have to have it in the right places.
You have to have it in the right places. Then the other thing that you want to do with choline and inositol is it also takes off fat where you don't want it. So it's very helpful for weight loss. It helps you to break down fat and utilize it. So, very important along those lines, and anything to do with the liver, also any types of abnormal anything to do with the nervous system, any types of diseases, MS, Alzheimer's, any of those types of things, looking towards choline and inositol is a very good thing to work along.
And you're saying you working those together?
Oftentimes we use those together. Mm-hmm. It's a very common type of thing and very commonly used. Also, it assists insulin to be utilized. Mm. So, very good for diabetes.
Now, you were saying something about the myelin sheaths. It helps in that?
Yes. Any type of a conduction of the nervous system. So, any type of thing that you might be having, restless leg syndrome, any type of neuropathies, any type of upper motor neuron diseases, Alzheimer's, dementia. Anything MS, anything along those lines, liver and the nervous system is always combined together, and usually treat what helps one usually helps the other.
Interesting. So you said the liver and the nervous system
Really are very well known to coordinate with a lot of their issues.
Interesting. Let's talk about vitamin B. What is vitamin B9?
B9. Ah, now that is actually the most famous one.
Okay, that's what you were talking about.
Yes. Okay. B9 is folic acid. And folic acid is the most common deficiency in the world of anything. So more people are deficient in folic acid than almost anything else. And you think of folic acid, you usually get that from, you know, when you think of foliage, folic acid.
Oh, okay.
And so people don't eat their greens. They don't eat all the different types of things that they should be. So that's why we're so deficient in folic acid. And it is the most common vitamin added to different types of dietary. You know, when they're actually enriching something, it's because, you know, if you read something on the label and it says enriched, the government made them do that.
Made them put...
Yes, like because they had too much deficiency already in there.
So they had to...
Right. So if you see something that has whole grain, you won't find anything enriched in it because it already has all the vitamins and minerals that, that you can put in it.
Interesting.
If they process it, then they always enrich it.
Okay.
Oh, it's enriched. Well, no, that means that they took a whole bunch of good stuff out. So just a little bit of, as you're reading things, if it doesn't say enriched, then it usually was already rich to begin with. But it's very important because it's involved in the synthesis of RNA and DNA. So that's why it is the known as the pregnancy vitamin.
Yes.
And the reason is because if you are low in folic acid, that's when you start to develop a lot of the birth defects that actually occur. Cleft palate, hair lip, spina bifida, all those types of things are as a result of a deficiency in folic acid because you're not making the RNA, DNA, and protein synthesis that occurs with that. So the body isn't able to make a baby as well as it should because you are folic acid deficient. So folic acid is very important along those lines in prevention of birth defects. It's also very well known to be very important for anemia. It also is extremely helpful for fertility. And it's a known as the anti-cancer vitamin.
Folic acid.
If you can keep your folic acid levels up, then it really cuts down on your chances of getting most of the different types of cancer. Because again, what you're looking at cancer is when you have a transcription types of problems, and then you can't make normal cells. So the RNA, DNA have a lot to do with that. So just like it's important for making babies that are healthy, it's also important for making baby cells in your body is a good way to think about that. So folic acid is extremely important. It's really big for restless leg syndrome, and it's also one thing that is almost highly needed in Down syndrome, because when you have Down syndrome, then you have a automatic deficiency, higher need for folic acid. So those are all different types of things. There's a whole bunch of other things it's important for. Those are kind of like the most important ones and well-known. And trying to make sure that you keep up on your folic acid is really, really important.
Do you find a lot of your patients that come in are deficient in folic acid?
Very, very common along those lines. We're constantly giving folic acid as one of the things that is very necessary. Anyone that's showing any signs of cancer, has cancer, we always increase their folic acid intake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think of it as a pregnancy vitamin, but it's so much more than that.
Yes. Huge effect on the body and extremely important for health and well-being. And as I said, it is the most added vitamin into our food supply that is out there.
Yeah, it was B9.
B9.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go on to what vitamin is B10 and what is it known for?
PABA. Paraminobenzoic acid.
I see that at the office.
Yes.
I see all these at the office, but yeah.
And interestingly enough, it's very famous as the sunscreen vitamin.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It actually, if you put it on topically, mm-hmm. it protects you from ultraviolet light.
Ah, PABA.
Yep.
I like that name.
So it is very much involved with any type of skin problem. So any type of thing that you have eczema, psoriasis, any type of skin issues, starting to use PABA actually can do a tremendous amount for helping to heal that up. Also along those lines is female infertility.
Mm.
Is mm-hmm. is one of the things it's well known for. It also has been very helpful for hair loss and also for IBS symptoms, bowel symptoms. It's mm-hmm. very good for helping that out too. So looking at the digestive system and then also any type of skin issues is very, very helpful.
And I know in B9 you also said the folic acid helps with infertility.
And folic acid also helps with infertility. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it is very critical. We've had quite a few infertility couples. Once we added folic acid into their diet, they really started to see a big difference along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That was B10, which is B10. The PABA.
Mm-hmm.
How about vitamin
B11? B11. B11 is an interesting one. It's a pteroheptaglutamic acid.
Or PHGA.
It's another form of actually folic acid.
Okay.
So what they found is that as they were doing the experimentation, as they got into the folic acid, that mm-hmm. there was some other different types of folic acid out there. And so oftentimes it's actually not considered one of the, they actually group it in with the folic acid, mm-hmm. but it has a lot of the same types of qualities as folic acid and same thing. So it's actually just a little bit of chemical variance of folic acid.
And that was B11.
B11.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about vitamin B12.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
But the pain was nuts. I read online doctors say it's the equivalent of a woman giving birth with no meds. Any women here given birth and had a kidney stone? You've had both. Which one was worse? Giving birth. What about you? Giving birth. Here's my argument as defense attorney for the kidney stone. A year or two after having a baby, a woman will say, you know what, I'm about ready to have another child. You never hear a man say, well, I've about quit puking and crying. I think I'll drink a case of Coca-Cola and see if I can't work up another kidney stone.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What diagnostics do you use at the Prather practice to help with colorectal cancer?
The most important one is the stool kit. It's not one of the ones that is normally done, even by your GI doctor. It tells us how the immune system is doing, are there toxicities, is there inflammation, is there immune stress in there. We're looking at all the infections, we're looking at the bacterial, we're looking at the parasites, we're looking to see if there's a leaky gut. It even tells us how the pancreatic enzymes are doing, how the hydrochloric acid. It really gives us a clear picture, and the National Institute of Health has been doing a tremendous study on the health of the colon, how that influences the health of the entire individual. This gives us a very clear picture on that, and something that we recommend that everybody should have done once a year, even starting as a baby.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row.
And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google Plus.
Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048.
Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about the ongoing saga of B vitamins, concluding B vitamins. This is our third segment on them, 18 B vitamins. You know, a lot of times when you hear B vitamins, you hear B6 or B12. But it's been really interesting to hear all the names. Sometimes you know the names more than you know.
Right. Like niacin is very well known, but a lot of people don't know that's actually B3.
Right. So we're going to talk about B12, one that we hear a lot about. What is vitamin B12 and what is it helpful with?
It's called cobalamin. Now, it's interesting that it's called cobalamin because the inside of it is made of cobalt.
Oh.
So one of the things that we see is cobalt deficiency. We have to sometimes get that up. We do that through finding out about the hair analysis, just so that people can get that up to par. And that's one of the things that we found that is important to also look at is also the mineral contents and make sure that that's all set up. And it is known as the red vitamin.
Red vitamin. Why is that?
Because cobalt is red.
Cobalt is red?
Yeah.
Why do I picture it blue?
Blue cobalt. Yeah, but actually, it's actually red when you're actually doing it. If you've ever seen a vitamin B12 shot, it's red.
Oh.
Have you ever noticed that?
No. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't look when I get my B12 vitamin
shot. You don't.
I don't. So, what is a vitamin B12 helpful for?
Well, the big thing that it's always known for is making red blood cells. Absolutely critical on that, and having the anemia along those lines is a very, very big thing. But the other thing is it also, you know, we were talking about earlier the need for inositol and choline for the myelin sheaths. Well, one of the things is B12 helps with protection of the myelin sheaths. So very, very important along those lines. And you actually get some numbness and tingling in hands and feet is oftentimes a sign of B12 deficiency. So I have a lot of people who come in and say, Doc, I think there's something wrong with my nerves. I've got numbness and tingling down in my hands and my feet. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we check to make sure that there isn't any misalignment as a chiropractor, see what's involved in that. But oftentimes it's a B12 deficiency, which is very common. Mm. So we get them up on their B12. One of the things is we can, of course, do the blood test, find out if they are deficient. That's one of the things that's really good about this is we can test all these vitamins out and see which ones are deficient and which ones aren't.
Yeah, and how do you do that?
Blood test.
Blood test.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can actually look at that and figure that out. But numbness and tingling, and then also vibratory and positional sense. Mm. So if people can't feel vibration, and we can actually do tests on their legs to see if that's occurring, and then also positional sense. So it's very common for B12 to be deficient in older people. As they get older, B12 is one of the common things that occur. And if you are low on B12, your chances of falling increase quite dramatically.
Mm.
So looking at that and making sure that the B12 is good. And we've had many people who said, you know, I've fall all the time, numbness, tingling, and then with a lack of vibrational sense, we think of B12, we check on that, and then start them on some supplementation to get that up to par.
When you say lack of vibrational sense, what do you mean?
If you know you're coming up and you can't really feel it on like a vibration on your legs, mm-hmm. like if I hit a tuning fork,
yes,
and put it on there, you can feel that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's B12 deficient can't.
Ah, interesting.
Okay. So what we do is we just take a tuning fork, put it up against the leg. They can't feel it, then they're probably B12 deficient. Cracks in the corner of the mouth is a very important type of thing. Dementia occurs if you are B12 deficient. One, again, it helps to protect the... It doesn't build the myelin sheaths, but it protects them from free radical damage.
Mm-hmm.
So very important along those lines, yeah. Impotence also occurs with B12 deficiency. And loss of bowel and bladder control is oftentimes a B12 deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And B12 deficiency is extremely common in older people. And oftentimes, you know, that's one of the things I always like to talk to people about is that many of the things that we think of aging are actually vitamin and mineral deficiencies. Because as we get older, our digestive system doesn't work as well. Our diet isn't as good. We don't process things as well. And all of a sudden, our nutritional deficiencies become very, very blaring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how people sit there and say, it looks like, you know, Grandpa, he is Grandpa again. We just thought he was just getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you get the vitamins and minerals back into the system that are necessary. And all of a sudden, Grandpa's got a little bit more of a kick in his step.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all of a sudden thinking better. So, you know, we should be thinking more along those lines and really working in that area. And many times as we get older, we don't really cook like we used to. We really go with processed food, something that's quick, easy. We're not fixing for as many people, so why do we bother? Just get something that's already prepackaged, make it up, and eat it. That is a huge mistake, because those things really don't have the nutrient contents that we really need.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to keep up the diet, trying to keep up the exercise, keep everything working well, and we just don't have a lot of the different types of problems that occur as we get older.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important to do that annual blood work and really see what's going on and pinpoint what vitamins you're deficient in.
What is it that's actually causing the problems? Yeah.
Right. So what are risks for developing B12 deficiencies?
Oh, now that's a really important type of thing, because we have something called intrinsic factor in our stomach. An intrinsic factor helps us to absorb the B12. If we don't have the intrinsic factor working, then we don't absorb the B12. And there's a lot of things that interfere with that. So if you have a gastric bypass, you know, for bariatric weight loss, you destroy the intrinsic factor and you can't absorb B12.
Yeah. Vitamins would be really important, right, for someone that got a bypass surgery?
Absolutely critical, because automatically you're going to have some problems. Now, you can take the sublingual, you know, on the B12 as a means of doing it, but really most of your absorption should be in the gut. So having issues with your stomach. Also, if you take any type, like let's say you have acid reflux and have different types of problems with that, and you're taking some type of a hydrochloric H2 blocker, you are no longer having your intrinsic factor working, because it destroys the production of intrinsic factor. So any type of all the different types of medications for the stomach are automatically going to cause some problems with B12 absorption. Cholesterol lowering drugs destroys the ability of the body to produce the intrinsic factor. Antibiotics. Matter of fact, if you're looking at any pharmaceutical that you're taking, it interferes with a vitamin, mineral, or amino acid. All of them do. All of them cause different types of problems.
So it's really important to...
Right. So one of the problems that occurs as you get older, people start taking cholesterol lowering. They start to take a lot more drugs. And the more drugs that they take, the more deficiencies that they get, the more issues they start to get. And you can see where this starts to become a whole problem. So they give more drugs to help with the symptoms of what the drugs are already causing. And then you've got one problem starting to create another problem. Whereas if you go back and deal with the original problem with the vitamin and mineral deficiencies, then you can actually solve the problem at that type of point and then really get things fixed. So, you know, we've got some, you know, real problems with a lot of the different types of meds. And vitamin B12 is probably one of the most sensitive to pharmaceuticals. And usually we're talking about older people who have trouble because the stomach starts to wind down as you get older. And you're automatically starting to get low on your intrinsic factor already. And then you add pharmaceuticals on top of it. And it's just a really big cascade.
And why did you say that B12 is sensitive? What did you mean by
it's
that?
It's the intrinsic factor, the gut, because the stomach is very sensitive, and it has to have that. And that intrinsic factor allows the majority of absorption of B12 in the system. And then the other problem with B12 is you can almost only get B12 from animal products. So if you're a vegan, vegetarian, you're not getting B12.
Okay.
That's all there is to it.
So what are the best ways to get B12 if supplementation is needed?
Well, oral supplementation, if it's not too bad. Sublingual is a little bit better. But oftentimes we have to do shots.
Okay.
You know, if you're older, you have problems with the stomach. Now, one of the things that we do with our patients who are B12 deficient is we also give some supplementation to rebuild the stomach and also to rebuild the intrinsic factor. So we have a whole program for rebuilding that so you can start to do it naturally. But in the meantime, usually we have to give B12 shots to really make that work and get it into the system to the level that it needs to have. And sometimes we give some B12 shots and all of a sudden we see the older people just kind of like, oh, wow, when can I come back and get that done again? Because all of a sudden everything's working quite well.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling so much better, I can't believe it. So, you know, you have to look at that, but also B12 can also take down. You have to balance that with some of the other B vitamins, too, because it can interfere with some of the absorption of other B vitamins, too.
And when you're talking about sublingual, you're meaning a liquid, correct?
Well, it's actually you can take a pill and then dissolve it in your mouth, but you keep it in your mouth, you don't swallow it.
Okay. Great. When we come back, more on the ongoing saga of B vitamins. We're going to finish up all of the rest of the B18 when we come back.
All right.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, mm-hmm. Health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, mm-hmm. If not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than and just
feels
feeling
good.
Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. Mm-hmm. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's mm-hmm. Reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. Mm-hmm. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, mm-hmm. Then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. Especially if you're in a high stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
Here we have member pricing for our spa services for once a month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So,
yeah.
And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
Mm-hmm. $59.
Yeah, we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
It's a beautiful day.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about the ongoing saga of B vitamins and concluding our B vitamins in this last segment. So we just finished up the vitamin B12 and its importance.
Of course.
Very important. And as we're going through these, it's just, I agree with you, there's just been this thing of poo-pooing vitamins, you know, they're not as important or effective.
Yes.
But as we're going through these, and we've done vitamin A and D and all those others, how important they are
yes.
to our health and well-being.
Absolutely. One of the things is that the pharmaceutical industry spends $50 million a day on marketing.
$50 million a day.
A day.
Mm-hmm.
On marketing in the United States. And one of their things is that they do consciously put out advertising to poo-poo vitamins
mm-hmm.
as an alternative to going pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not by accident that people have a general impression of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, any type of a TV show, radio show, newscast, anything like that, all have to go through the pharmaceutical industry to make sure that they approve of it, the information that goes out there.
Mm-hmm.
How wide-reaching that is really quite remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting, because as you're going through these, I mean, just the effectiveness of them, too.
Correct.
When you know right where you're deficient and can help that. So I would just finish up vitamin B12. Let's talk about vitamin B13, lucky B13.
There we go.
And what is its importance?
Well, it's orotic acid. Not erotic, orotic acid.
Thanks for that clarification.
Yeah, I figured I'd better, you know, before people get excited and say, oh, I got to go get that one. But B13 is very important for the DNA, RNA, and ATP production, which is your adenotriphosphates, which is where you get your energy from.
Mm-hmm.
And what orotic acid is best known for is post-myocardial infarctions.
Mm.
So if you've had a heart attack, one of the best ways to get your heart functioning again and trying to get that as quickly as possible is orotic acid.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that is very, very well known and very important for post-heart attack recovery. Because it really helps to heal up the heart, and the quicker you can get on that after an occurrence on that is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, again, we're talking about the DNA and RNA, which is the chromosomes and the energy and protein synthesis of the body. So it's very good for energy, fatigue, all those types of things, post-workout recovery. Very, very helpful. And then also excellent for MS, psoriasis, and chronic hepatitis are all excellent things that are extremely helpful.
And you know what's interesting is the things that they're helpful don't repeat, you know, each one is got its things that it's important to, and you don't hear a lot of repetition.
Yeah. Now, orotic acid is very interesting because they don't put B13 in any of the multiple B vitamins.
Oh, okay.
You know,
they
don't. So uh-huh. You have to get orotic acid separately.
Mm-hmm.
So being aware of that, and again, I really point out if someone has had a heart attack, anything like that, mm-hmm. Very, very important to get on a product along those lines. And you won't usually find that in health food stores or other different types of, you know, it's, in other words, it's not commonly known.
Mm-hmm.
So really looking at that.
We have that at our office.
That's something, yes, that we have. That.
Now, you talked about multiple B vitamins.
Yeah.
When you have a multiple B vitamin, would it include all these other B vitamins? Do you recommend that?
It can be something that's very helpful. One of the things that you have to watch out with B vitamins is they can be antagonistic to one another.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, trying to make sure, oftentimes if we give B12, you also have to give several other vitamins along with that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can develop deficiency signs by taking too much of a particular B vitamin. So, really having it balanced out. And that's one of the things, is this is very difficult to do. In other words, going out and just going to the health food store and trying to figure all this mm-hmm. out, it's kind of impossible. And that's a very big frustration for people.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they need to have professional help. And that is the whole purpose of a structure function doctor, mm-hmm. is to provide that guidance and what's going to be best for the individual and how to get that accomplished. Just like you have a disease doctor, that's helping you to manage any type of diseases. even more so, you need a structure function doctor to help you to keep healthy.
Yeah, there was a patient that came in yesterday that had been to the doctor. She's probably in her 60s and was trying to manage her, you know, her care, and said she finally needed to come in and
get some real advice
help
on
and diagnostics and you know
right. good find for out her. What's really going on.
So what about vitamin B14?
We're skipping B14. No, I'm teasing.
Okay.
Yeah, but interestingly enough, yeah, B14 is one that they had found. They dropped. They found it again. They dropped it. And at this time, there's too much controversy on B14.
Okay, so we're going to drop it.
Yes, because somebody's going to say
that's not
right.
They would have done that with
B13. Right. Yeah.
All right, how about B15? Do we have a B15?
Yeah. But I was waiting for that B14. I was actually looking forward to it. Say, nah. No B14. No. But B15, yes. B15 is pagomic acid. Now, this is also a very controversial one. Mm-hmm. Because it was actually developed and really found out by Russian scientists who were sports scientists. So B15 is the sports performance vitamin.
Ah.
And it is actually banned in many countries.
Is it? It probably isn't here.
You can get it.
Uh-huh.
But it's extremely good for increasing endurance, decreasing fatigue, accumulation of lactic acid, and oxygen delivery. And, of course, the Russians would have to have found out that that one was around, because it is amazing for hangovers.
Oh.
Of course they found it and discovered it.
Uh-huh.
Makes their sports performance better, and then they can get over their hangover, too.
They can party.
Is life good or what? And that's pagomic acid, because guys are like, what was that one again?
I need it after my workout yesterday.
Right, but yes. So it is a very controversial one.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure we finish these. We have 2 minutes. Vitamin B16.
It's dimethylglycine, and it is a relative to the B15. So it does many of the different types of things that B15 does. It can be made by the body, so again, it's not quite sure if that's really considered a vitamin. Mm-hmm. And it can be converted and made by trimethylglycine, which is also known as betaine.
Okay.
So we have that, and we can use that quite a bit, but also great for liver detoxification, ADHD, and autism.
Okay, B17.
Ah, very important one. That's laetril, or amygdalin. And that is famous as the anti-cancer vitamin. Best place to get that is well known as apricot kernels, but just as good as apricot kernels, apple seeds.
Ah.
So you can take apple seeds, grind them up, and you can actually get your B17. And it is actually known to help to fight cancer. Also, it's very high in elderberry, blackberries, and chokeberries.
Okay.
So we use that quite a bit. And it also helps to decrease hypertension. So
right.
Elderberry is actually really good for cancer fighting.
Yeah, we have elderberries.
We use that a lot. And I use that for quite a few of our cancer patients.
All right, but last but not least. Oh, nice drum roll. B18.
Choline.
Ah.
We talked about inositol. Choline always goes with it. Liver cleansing with inositol. Lipotrophic nerve sheets. And choline and inositol are very good for insomnia. So anytime that you have gallbladder, liver problems, and fat issues, mm-hmm. insomnia occurs.
Ah.
So choline, inositol, getting your liver all cleaned up is important for insomnia.
Thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa.
B vitamins. Very thorough. Thank you.
Excellent.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.